is Jan Pemberthy. I'm a miner for the tin. My days are spent in darkness and the digging. I own so very little, and I've never been that far. And the cash I have has disappeared in drinking. I was coming home to Cambone on a summer Friday night, when I came across the strangest scene, I'll wager. It was a crow in human shape in a tree at Nape Go By, with his long white hair, an Oxford voice, this stranger. But he was not a bit like we, this preacher in a pulpit tree, this man of God who spoke of hope, eternal and of glory. He told us of a Savior who was just as much a pauper too, the weather bishops would agree, was quite another story. John Wesley was an outcast, a rebel of the cloth. The church's men had kept him at a distance. They shut their pulpits to him, they drove him to the fields, where misfit folk like us would flock to listen. For he was not a bit like we, this preacher in a pulpit tree, this man of God who spoke of hope, eternal and of glory. He told us of a Savior who was just as much a poor folk too, the weather bishops would agree, was quite another story, another story. I wanted to believe him, this crow-black rebel preacher, said that heaven was waiting for the choosing. So I walked on down to Cambone with all my wage intact, and not a drop had passed my lips in boozing. He was not a bit like we, this preacher in a pulpit tree, this man of God who spoke of hope eternal and of glory. He told us of a Savior who was just as much for poor folk too, the weather bishops would agree, was quite another story. For he was not a bit like we, this preacher in a pulpit tree, this man of God who spoke of hope eternal and of glory. He told us of a Savior who was just as much for poor folk too, the weather bishops would agree, was quite another story, another story. My name is Jan Pemberthy, I'm a miner for the tin. I grovel underground in patched up breeches. I still own very little, and I've never been that far. But the peace I have is more than a lifetime's riches.